Welcome, everybody. Thank you. We want to welcome back a woman who suffered more abuse than you could ever imagine. Sexual abuse, marital violence, and even random attacks her entire life. Our guest today, Sheena, believes she was destined to be a victim forever and deserved it. She had even been severely beaten just days before our first taping. And that was 1 year ago.
I feel like I am a living punching bag.
You were raped. You were kidnapped.
Yes. A man came up to me and said he had nothing to live for. He stopped somewhere and he raped me. And I could feel the bullets go in my body and I got scared.
Jesus, man. Since our program aired, Sheena's life has completely changed. Ladies and gentlemen, you will not believe this transformation. From the lowest point in her life to now, her world has been filled with promise and joy through the grace of God. Sheena comes back to us today to share her miraculous story. I'm Creflo Dollar, and this is Your World. It was 1 year ago our guest today opened up about the trauma and emotional scarring she endured for years and was still enduring.
Endured 34 years of abuse. I'm 40. It's just abuse on top of abuse on top of abuse.
You have been physically abused, sexually abused.
Yes.
Emotionally abused.
At this point, I don't have any more fight in me left. I'm tired of fighting. I don't have any more fights. I don't.
Her story was shocking and heart-wrenching, and we received letters and emails from our viewers around the globe in over 140 countries asking about how she endured, survived, and lived to tell about it. Today, she has returned to tell us how God has moved miracles in her life. Would you please help me welcome back Sheena to Your World? Look, what?
Hi.
What?
I tell you what, you didn't walk out looking like that the last time you were here.
I did not.
Oh my gosh. I am so ready to hear like everything.
Right.
The show we did with you, the response was just amazing. You touched a lot of lives. People wanted to know about your story. They wanted to know how in the world were you able to even survive everything that you talked about.
Right.
And so today, you come out here, see, full of the joy of the Lord. Just. You know, I want to just go straight, because I want to, I have questions that I want answers for. Last time you appeared with us, you said, I don't even know how I'm going to make it. I remember this. I want to give up and I want to stop living.
Right.
What about today? And what happened to bring you from that point to where you are now?
I'm living.
You're living?
I'm living. I want to live. I have always felt like my healing was more, needed to be more spiritual than anything. So when I came here to the show, I was really at my last. I was done. Like, this is my life, whatever. And the amazing thing about being on here was that people don't realize there was a lot of things that happened in my life. Mm-hmm. So when we were just discussing one, it was like all the others was coming up, but I didn't need to go down the line to discuss. I like the fact that you didn't try to rush down the line. Like you went from A to B to C. Nobody's ever done that. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever told me it was never my fault. Mm-hmm. I mean, really? That's such little words, mm-hmm. but it had a really big impact. The fact that it was no judgmental, I was just able to tell it and let it come out. Being a victim, people try to victimize you again with, oh, what did you do? Or you must like it, or you know, well, you must be crazy, or this, that. Try to rationalize yeah. instead of just letting it be
yeah.
what it is. So when I left here, God touched my spirit. I guess that's the only thing I can say. And I went 2 weeks later and enrolled into law school.
You're in law school?
Yes.
Shut your mouth
I'm
up,
still
man.
There.
And what do you plan on doing with that law degree?
I want to help domestic violence women. I want to go inside the court system and help them feel empowered. And I want them to feel like none of this is their fault. The court sometimes make women feel like it's their fault, or, you know, they just don't have a compassion for it, some of them. So I just want to go in there and be that person to push them, because I didn't have nobody to push me that way or to speak life into me that way. Uh-huh. Wow, like, I've been traveling.
I think I'm the one that's gonna need the tissue today. I think I'm the one that ought to be crying today. I am so
yeah,
happy for you.
I mean, it's my family, at first they were upset, of course. But they got over it.
Did they see the show?
Yeah, they did. I think that before they looked at the show, they judged mm-hmm. what was said on the show. And then they actually looked at it, and it was surprising that half of my family didn't even know half the stuff I was going through. So when they realized that, you know, we have such a better relationship, like it's all the relationships with my family, my kids, I'm in awe of how I feel. Like I'm living. Like I feel like I'm getting to know myself.
This is completely the opposite.
Yes.
This is completely the opposite. I mean, I know you remember as much as you are so filled with joy now. It was complete. We couldn't stop you from crying
no.
on the first show. And
like,
now we can't stop her from laughing on this show because you've gotten to know yourself.
Yes, I have gotten to know myself, gotten to know God. I have people. It's so amazing that the people that are in my life and they're coming in my life now, they're like my bodyguards. Uh-huh. They're like, ain't nobody messing with you. Ain't nobody doing nothing to you, so let's go. Because I used to be afraid to go outside, uh-huh. you know, just because I would think somebody would attack me. So I really yeah. didn't go out. But the people I'm around, they're like, girl, boo, let's go.
You know, they heard, I'm sure there was a lot of revealing things to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes when people judge, they don't really know what's going on.
Right.
And that happens a lot. And I don't mind saying it happens a lot with church people because, you know, we're so quick to judge.
Right.
And we have no idea what that person is going through.
Right.
And I think that's the tragedy of it all. We judge and don't even have a clue what a person that you may see at church that morning might have gone through something that was so awful.
Right.
Now, in your case, when your family, when this revelation, they were sitting there watching the show and this revelation came, you know, especially about being put in the trunk of the car and held at gunpoint and all that kind of stuff, I'm sure if I had a relative that had gone through all of that and I didn't know it, I would probably deal with a certain amount of guilt. I would probably, in some cases, it may move into shame. In some cases, I would just really feel bad because I judged in
right.
the situation. So how did they respond?
They were, you know, my sister, she called me. She was like, well, okay, I know about everything else, but did you really get killed? Like, she was shocked. They were shocked. They were floored that it had been so much going on in my life. And I had to tell them from the time I was six to that time, we had just been dealing with the family issue, and we you didn't realize how much separation that we had, that when stuff like that did happen in my life, I didn't think to call y'all. And so, you know, now my sisters, they call me every other day, or they text me, or they send me something, or, you know, they just try to keep themselves in touch with me. And it's just great. It's just, I can't explain.
For those of you who did not, if you didn't see the last show, this is completely, I mean, she so has the joy of God in her.
Yes.
That's what we prayed for. That's what we were believing for.
Yes.
We were sitting on the couch talking, and you were looking at us like, whatever, you know, and you'd cry again. We wore tissue out.
Right.
Was there an apology by anybody that surprised you the most?
Yes. So a couple of days before I came on here, I got assaulted by somebody. I actually had a black eye. The makeup lady was so good, she covered it well.
You had a black eye?
I had a black eye when I was here, because it had just happened. Like, it was horrible. Uh-huh. And so he saw the show, and he actually called me.
The guy who physically abused you?
Uh-huh. He called me, and he was in tears. He was crying. He said, I do not want for me to leave that kind of impression on your life, knowing what you have been through all your whole life. And he broke down to me, and he started telling me stuff that, you know, was going on in his life. And he, you know, he said he would never, you know, put his hands on me or touch me like that. Just agreed to not, you know, have any more dealings with him. But I, you know, I let him know that, you know, I forgive you and it's okay and all that. But he was very humbled. It shocked me. It really did. It just shocked me, because I wasn't expecting that from him at all.
You know, when you were here last, you were, I think you made the comment about, you know, that I don't think I could ever get past this sexual abuse.
Right.
What does your heart say now?
I think I didn't want to let go, because I didn't want to feel the hurt. And I think when I came here, I just let it go. Like, I was so open. I was so free. I didn't hold back.
You did.
Like,
not.
I told the truth. Like, yeah. It was what it was.
Yeah.
And I just think that healed me. I got over that. And it's just a daily process. Like, I started every day saying stuff to myself, positive stuff to myself. Well, I was repeating what you, this lady was saying. Like, I was like, it's not my fault. And the 6-year-old is trying to control the 40-year-old. We're not going to do that. So sit down. Like, I did daily things. And I have just a lot of support from people that didn't really know, and, you know, like, they were like, okay, well, we can still, you know. So it was just a lot of support. I was blessed. I just want somebody else out there to know that it doesn't matter what anybody else says. You know what I'm saying? If you went through something, you went through something. If this is how you feel, then this is how you feel. And if you feel like you need to get some help, then you go where you need to get some help, regardless of what other people say or what other people think. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to do what's best for you at the end of the day. And God could still use you to help somebody else. You just never know. And coming here and just letting it out, I just feel... It just feels so good. I cannot explain it. Like, I feel great. Like, I feel like I've been asleep and I'm woke.
And what are they saying today? Stay woke.
Right. Stay woke.
Well, let me ask you something. It's so important that we understand the place that decision has in this. And I think, if I can remember correctly, we talked about the anatomy of life. We talked about how what you're exposed to will determine how you think, and
right.
How you think determines how you feel.
And how you feel.
Yeah, we went through that. And that was somewhat enlightening, but the part where we have to now make decisions, you know, a decision is an open door into reality. And nothing becomes real until you make the decision.
Right.
And then the door opens for the reality of that to come into your life.
Right.
Can you remember those first decisions that you made that you can give credit to as far as you being where you are and who you are today? Because
right.
We talked about it. If you don't make certain decisions,
right,
then we're just playing this movie over and over and over again.
Right.
And it's going to have the same kind of ending over and over again until you decide to do something differently.
Right.
Talk to us about some of those decisions that you made, some of those changes that you made. You ended the insanity.
Yes.
Yeah, the insanity. You kept, you know, doing the same thing, and somehow you expected for something different to happen.
Right.
But obviously you decided to do something different.
Right.
Share that with us.
Well, I just decided that if I start making decisions to better myself, mm-hmm. and concentrate more on myself, mm-hmm. that everything else will just fall into play.
Versus what were you doing before?
Before I was just whatever they wanted, whatever she wanted. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to please everybody. I was trying to make everybody happy because I didn't want anybody mad at me, or I didn't want anybody thinking this or that. So, you know, I kind of played along with what everybody else wanted me to do.
Would you say that back then you were searching for validation?
Right. I was searching for validation.
Or value?
Yeah. From other people when I needed to value and validate myself.
Yeah.
And basically, I made the decision not to worry about everybody else. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, I found myself getting stronger and stronger every day. I'd be asking God all the time, like, I don't know why you choosing me for this. Like, I'm backwards and crazy. Like, I don't understand, but okay, here I am. So he just continued to give me strength every day. He continued to give me a different kind of mindset. It was kind of like he showed me a picture. Can I say this?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
This is kind of like your show today because we.
So it's like this: the gardener, he plows it and he puts the seed down and he covers it up with dirt. There's a growth process that everybody does not understand. We are looking for it to go up and it goes down in the dirt. Nobody sees that process. Nobody understands that process is between you and God. And it is a reason why it's between you and God, because some people, they don't understand. They're not going to be able to walk the same walk you walk, or see the same vision that you should see, or they're not going to be able to understand on the level that God wants you to understand it. So the growth level that goes, and then Jesus, we always say he was just on the cross and he, you know, he got whipped, but he was birthed and he was, you know, he had parents and he had friends and he was ridiculed and he was shunned and he hung out with the thugs and the sinners. You know what I'm saying? The problem with us is I can't hang out with them because I might, you know what I'm saying, try to do what they're doing. So you know what I'm saying? So I got to stay over here. Because if I go over there, I might not make it. So,
No.
So, I mean, when people say, I want God to use, you know, God, I you know, use me, you better, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be telling all the time, pardon, we good. Don't use me like that. Because he went through a whole process of stuff, like, he just didn't get on that cross. He went, his homeboys did him dirty. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you think about it, they did him wrong. And they just, you know, they went to sleep on him and they. So, you know, we be going through this stuff with our friends and our partners, and we be, you know, ready to do this and that. And, you know, what would Jesus do? Well, I'm not Jesus. So, you know, when you say, you know, God, I want you to use me, you're going to go through a process of something. So I just feel like that was my process. So now, you know, it's dead. It's over with.
I just love this new translation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This translation is a wonderful translation for all millennials who ever wanted to realize what happened on that cross.
That way, right.
The Sheena Wumbo translation, excuse me. You know, what you're saying is so true, though. We can't be used by God until we understand who we are.
Right.
And then when we understand who we are, then we can understand what we need to do.
Right.
But a lot of times people are trying to find out what they need to do and they don't even know who they are. And not only that, they don't know who God is. So you don't know God and you don't know you, and you're concerned about what to do.
Trying to tell me, blind leading the blind. No, sir.
She is preaching this sister girl gospel.
I'm just saying. I have had this conversation a lot, like, God said, you know, my children are going to hear my voice. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to hear him. But he said, you know, many are called, but few Let me, few, little bitty, poquito, whatever, are chosen. So, you know what I'm saying?
You know why I know you have had an encounter with the Holy Spirit? You want to know why?
Why?
Because when you have a real encounter with the Holy Spirit, the number one proven fact that you have been with Jesus is the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm telling you something. Joy is the fuse, like a stick of dynamite. Joy is the fuse to faith. And when your joy is lit, it'll cause your faith to become explosive. And I'm gonna tell you something right now. Don't you lose this joy, because it's causing your faith to explode all over the place. And you're gonna find yourself walking in the favor of God. You're gonna find yourself doing exactly what God wants you to do with that law degree. You're gonna take people just like you used to be and usher them down the path of the joy that you now carry. And this joy is contagious. It's contagious. You might wanna, I don't know if you wanna do that, but I'm thinking, do you remember being here the last time? What happened to her?
She gone, honey. she gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the last time, the name of this show was, what was it? I'm a Victim?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Today's show, we call it I'm Not a Victim.
Right.
I want you to close with that. I am not a victim.
I am not a victim. And for you millennials, I ain't that.
There you have it. Listen, I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
I am so proud of
and
you.
And I thank God. And I just want to thank you so much for, you know, allowing God to use you, because I don't think I could do that.
Well, you are the perfect illustration and reason why we do this show. You're it. You're the reason why. And so now you have encouraged me. You've encouraged the producers, all of the staff here. You being here today lets us know that we are not wasting our time.
You are not. Y'all ain't wasting y'all time.
Amen. Do y'all appreciate Sheena today? Amen. You know, like Sheena, you no longer have to be a victim. When Jesus is at the center of your life, then joy, hope, and victory can be yours. Listen, if there's something going on in your world and you need help, or if you know someone who needs help, please reach out and connect with us online at yourworldwithcreflo.com. Stay connected with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and know that I'd love to hear from you. I'll see you next time, right here on Your World.